As I mentioned, we have our guest, and we're very excited to have him. And that is with Chris Nikic. He is the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman race, and he's joined on the line by Coach Dan Grebe. Chris, congratulations. When did you first get the idea that you wanted to run in an Ironman competition?
I feel like in the moment that I want to do this Ironman because Dan has been doing these crazy Ironmans, and now because of that, I'm part of his crazy Ironman family.
So I know you like to wear the shirt that says 1% better. What does that mean to you, Chris?
It means 1% is really a concept of getting 1% every day.
One thing about the Ironman competition, it is completely unforgiving, and there's no special divisions. Everybody's lumped in together. And down there in Panama City Beach, just under 17 hours, not many people on this planet, even professional athletes, can compete and win or just to finish it. So what was it in your willpower that you did not give up and spent virtually the better part of a whole waking day in this race?
The whole waking day is literally the concept of not quitting. It's about me and versus the fake pain.
Good answer.
Now, Dan, as his coach, what are some of the things that you would teach a guy in an Ironman competition? Because I'm going to guess that half of it is just mental.
Yeah, Chris just answered that perfectly. You know, Chris has said, you know, a race like this is all about the way in which you endure the pain. And he said he had to negotiate if fake pain was going to win or his dreams were going to win. And that's exactly what we taught him. Stay focused on your dreams, push through the fake pain. And he did it.
And I understand that Chris's dad, Nick, you're with us as well.
I am.
Nick, what did it mean to you, especially as the father of someone, and you think about your son needing help and then realizing that he is self-sufficient like that? And just, I mean, what did that mean to you? Can you even encapsulate it in words?
Well, it was a feeling of just peace that when I saw him cross the finish line with Dan, that one, there was another man in his life who cared about him as much as I do and took him through this grueling race and showed him what he was really made of. And that I knew, to your point, that he can take care of himself, because if he can do Ironman and he can learn everything that it took along the way to get here, then he can pretty much do anything and he's going to be okay.
And Chris, I understand. I mean, this is as grueling as physically as it can get. And I know at one point when you stopped, you got covered in ants. And another time you're going down a hill on your bike, going more than 20 miles per hour, and you wiped out. So many times you could have quit. Why did you not quit?
Because I knew I had to make that cut off on time.
And does that tenacity that he has, Coach Dan, is that something that you can't teach? You just have to have it in the athlete?
You know, I think, especially for young men and women like Chris who have Down syndrome, it requires a little bit of their parents letting that out. Chris's parents they don't try to protect him. They let him fail. They push him towards greatness. And because they gave him an opportunity to be greatness, we discovered it and he was able to obtain it. I think everybody has it in them at some level, as long as someone's willing to give them an opportunity and then hold them to standards to do it. And this combination of Nick Nikic, his mother Patty, and myself have really put together a nice team that not only gives Chris a venue to be great, but also holds him accountable to his greatness once we know he has it.
No, that's a great answer. And Nick, for you, what has the response been like from people in the community, especially those who have people who are met with physical challenges to just, I mean, what kind of barriers has your son torn down here?
So there's two communities. One is the one we've been living in, the parents with kids with special needs, and that has been unbelievably responsive. The joy that the parents are feeling, seeing the potential in their own kids through Chris, has just been unbelievable. And I know what that's like, because I know I've experienced, my wife and I, for 20 some years, the pain associated with not believing in your kids. And then the second community are people like Dan, successful business people in the community who really don't interact much with our kids. And so now we're seeing that whole community is really responding unbelievably. And our hope is that that community will reach more into our community and create an environment of inclusion where they can all help each other and benefit, because our kids need people like Dan and other angels that my son has had. And we would love to get that message across to more people who can go out and really make a difference in the lives of kids like ours.
And finally, Dan, I'll leave it with you. The Special Olympics, I've interviewed so many Special Olympians over the years. How is this going to tie in with Chris? Is he going to compete?
Absolutely. Chris has big goals and big dreams. He wants to do the World Games here in Orlando.
USA Games
here in Orlando. And then he's got bigger goals and sights after that. Then he wants to do the World Games in Germany. And so, and I'm going to be with him every step of the way.
But before that, he wants to do the Hawaii Ironman next year.
That's right. And he wants to take on the biggest challenge that the Ironman has, which is Ironman Hawaii, which is an invitation only. So he's believing that he's getting an invitation. And where he goes, I go. We're starting training tomorrow for that race in October.
I've interviewed people who have raced in Ironman Hawaii. It is the top of that sport. We have been speaking with Coach Dan Grebe, Nick Nikic, and his son, Chris Nikic, who is the star. He is an inspiration and to everyone, not just in America, but around the world, to be the first with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman. Chris, we're all behind you. We're proud of you. Best of luck in the future, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very, very great stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.